number one auction company in the Emporia Gazette's Reader's Choice.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning on a Monday, 819, 80 degrees.
It's all about your health, your good health. Food, drink, exercise, recipes, all sprinkled with common sense. Welcome to the KVOE Studios. Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor, Dr. Jennifer Thomas.
Always love to have some common sense sprinkled on the morning program, and that's what Dr. Jen brings to us monthly here. Dr. Jen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I haven't melted yet, so.
Wait till today.
Yeah.
Be careful out there, Dr. Jen.
It's so sad when I hear Chuck say, 88, 84. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
Cool. It sounds so cool compared to 104.
A couple of months ago, we'd be looking at 84 and sweating.
Right. Now, it's all
not
perspective.
At all.
Well, we're saying 84, and it's 20 degrees cooler than we'll see today. Yikes. So it could be a record today? I guess, Chuck?
They're saying right at. If we get to 105, that sets the record. But if we get 104 is what's the forecast for today, that would tie the record dating back to 2000.
Well, I'm hydrating with a Magnesium Monster smoothie.
Oh, that sounds actually pretty darn good.
From Dr. Jen. And I must say, it is delicious.
Good.
It really is.
I got a little creative. I'm like, what on this list can we blend together?
And it turned out fantastic.
Yay!
As the magnesium, folks, if you haven't figured this out yet, magnesium is our topic today. And why did you want to touch on magnesium, Dr. Jen?
Well, it's a very simple topic, nothing too complicated about it, nothing people are going to hate me for, so, you know, like, oh my gosh, she's telling us what?
Pretty tame, right?
Yeah, it is pretty tame, especially when you look at the magnesium-rich foods, because sometimes there's a vitamin or mineral that we really need, and you look at the foods that have it, and you're like, liver, oh good,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like, no thank you. So, yes, this is a very, very friendly nutrient in terms of we don't need a whole lot of it. However, a lot of people do fall short if they don't tend to eat these types of things and don't take a supplement.
Yeah.
So, there's just a lot of really good foods that most of us you know, there's nothing on this top 10 list, and I honestly wish we could have found, like, even a top 20, 25, whatever, because so many of the foods, they're not weird, and they're not that cause people to go, ugh. You know, most of us can look at this list of things that are high in magnesium and go, ooh, I really like that. I'll throw out avocado as the kind of classic example, and, you know, bananas are on there, too. I've brought you guys a smoothie in the past and made one that has the bananas and berries in it. So I went a little different route to make the Magnesium Monster. Frozen avocado makes a great base for smoothies. And so you are drinking the one that has some avocado. It has some baby spinach. It has Greek yogurt because Greek yogurt tends to be high in magnesium. It has some dark chocolate. And the one little thing that I'm disappointed in here with this list is, and this might be happy news to some people, especially my health nuts, pun intended, but hemp hearts are very high in magnesium, so are chia seeds. And neither of them, you know, made the top 10 list, but they are very high. And so I went ahead and, because that's something I had not done for you guys before, but I put a tablespoon of hemp hearts in. The THC is removed. You will not fail a drug test. Just going to throw that out there for anyone who's like,
too late now.
Too late now. Ron just chugged it, so it's going to be an interesting day at the office.
Dude.
Oh, no. And I used hemp milk, too, just because that's what I had at home, and I really like the taste and texture of it, so it's what I always have on hand and use in smoothies, and it is also safe, so again, that's really, I'm trying to think, I gave you the list. Oh, I put a little monk fruit just to make it a little sweeter, because when you use avocado as your base instead of banana, it's just not quite as sweet.
Okay.
And so I added a little bit of that. Monk fruit is a natural sweetener. It's diabetic friendly. It's not going to mess up your blood sugar, in other words. So so I concocted that this morning.
M-O-N-K.
M-O-N-K, just like the...
Some people say, I've never heard of that.
Yeah. And it's actually available at most, even our local grocery stores.
Okay.
It's available in the sugar aisle. So
That's a good sweetener then, huh?
Mm-hmm. Agave and monk fruit are the two that most dietitians, especially, again, if somebody's really wanting to keep their blood sugar under control, they still want that sweetness on certain things, that's what they're recommending. So,
well, it turned out really good.
Yay.
That is for sure.
It's a victory.
Yeah, a really good taste to it, and a lot of magnesium-rich items in this. Why magnesium, then? Why do we need magnesium?
Okay, so I really encourage everybody, if you're listening and your health is something you care about, and I hope that's everyone, if you go to the second side of this handout, it does, I think I sent it to y'all as one, didn't I?
I
put it all in one document.
I believe you did.
Yep. And so the flip side says 9 health benefits of magnesium. And these are just very impressive because, again, even if, not everybody has health issues, but it does help with certain health issues. I'll throw out, like, number 2 says it relieves, that's funny that they put that as number 2, relieves constipation. It improves, I know, it's humor on a Monday morning. It improves heart health. It's anti-inflammatory. So, these are things that, some people deal with. But even if you're like, well, I'm already healthy, I don't have any issues, that's great. But you look at number 7, it helps you stay energized.
Yeah.
Number 6, regulates your levels of sodium and potassium. And, we were just talking about the heat right now. That's a concern, keeping your electrolytes replenished. And there are healthy ways to do that, and there are not so healthy ways to do that. And if you can chuggle pickle juice, more power to you. A lot of people are like, ooh.
Yeah.
But, you've got to keep those electrolytes like sodium and potassium. You got to keep them in your body. And magnesium, it says, helps regulate the transport of calcium, sodium, and potassium ions across the membranes of our cells. This is a vital function when it comes to controlling your heart rhythm, contractions of your muscles, which is why they can spasm when you do get dehydrated and short on electrolytes, and the proper function of your nerves. So those are very, important things. I've never run into anyone who says, hope my nerves don't function properly today. I mean, it's something that we kind of take for granted, and we want to make sure that happens. So,
well, the heart health is pretty interesting, too.
Yes. It says it's needed for our heart's electrical activity to function normally. It widens our blood vessels, reduces inflammation, improves fat metabolism, and prevents platelet aggregation. So, a higher amount of circulating magnesium could result in a 30% drop in your risk of cardiovascular disease and a 22% reduction in the risk of ischemic heart disease.
Yikes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That appears pretty significant right there.
Yeah. And this is one of those nutrients, like I said, it kind of flies under the radar. I follow a lot of health sites and people, obviously. So I've heard about it for quite a while, and obviously they try to, suggest supplements for you. But if you go out and you talk to anybody, but a health person, most of them, potassium, they know. Again, they're familiar with, the whole electrolyte thing. They know about bananas and maybe some other things. So there's just certain nutrients and vitamins and minerals that we're kind of taught about from a young age and in school. But this one hasn't really received its due attention until recently.
And Chuck would be, I think, happy with this, preventing and fighting migraine headaches.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I now take a magnesium pill daily. It's one of those things where mine hit me completely random, but when they do, I get not only the fact that I can't think straight, I get like it's different from the brain fog that comes in later. I mean, the pain is so intense that I simply have to shut down, and then it's after the headache is gone, then I cannot remember stuff for a good solid 7 to 15 hours after the fact. So those pills haven't completely wiped out the migraines, but they've certainly reduced the number of them, and to a large degree the severity, I think.
Good. Well, there you go.
Well, that's exactly what it says.
Testimony right there.
Reduce the intensity and duration
of
that's migraines.
Literally what it says. So, we've got someone to back that up.
There we go. That is true.
Yep.
So... Yeah, you look at number 8, helps prevent anxiety.
And it seems like there's a lot of anxiety, people suffering from anxiety.
Yeah, all different ages.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it says magnesium deficiency results in, it says axis dysregulation, but says HPA axis is a hormonal response system to stress. When it's dysregulated, impairs your ability to respond properly to stress.
So also number 1 on the list is supporting healthy bones.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
important, obviously, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, again, for all ages, it doesn't matter who you are, you know, without sufficient magnesium, it says your body is unable to properly absorb calcium. Researchers found that a diet which includes more magnesium can result in a significant increase in mineral bone density.
So as we age, as is the case with most vitamins we need more, right?
Yeah, that little chart at the top says how many, and so again, that's kind of handy, says how many milligrams we need, and it breaks it down according to both age and gender. So, you know, I look at my college students, you know, they'd be right there and probably in that 19 to 30.
Yeah.
And there's not a whole lot of, well, I guess once you look at the whole thing, there's some fluctuation. But like they would be in the 400 milligrams for males and 310 for females. Then it does go ahead and do a couple of columns if someone is pregnant or breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Your needs kind of change. You know, so you look at, let's just go with the ballpark for a lot of our listeners is going to be right around 400, maybe just slightly above that. And so when you go down to those magnesium-rich foods, like for instance, I told you I put a cup of frozen avocado into that smoothie, and now you didn't drink the whole thing, but you know, if you have that whole smoothie and you put that cup, it's the equivalent of a medium avocado, that's 58 milligrams right there. So, and then, you know, one cup of spinach is 157 milligrams. The Greek yogurt, about 50 milligrams in a cup. So, boom, boom, boom. You know, you add these, and that's why I say smoothies are so stupid easy, because you're mixing all of that together. You know, the dark chocolate, that really, I was like, you know, one square has 95 milligrams. That's, yay.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty impressive. Almonds, I eat almonds every day. A cup of those has about 80 milligrams. So, again, this shouldn't seem difficult. If you know what foods it's in, can find some that you like and find a way to work them in, should not be a difficult, you know, nutrient goal to hit.
Dr. Jan with us here, our monthly visit, magnesium, the topic today. And the handouts are online on Dr. Jen's page on our website, kvoe.com. Just log on to KVOE, click on the on-air tab, top of the homepage. There'll be a drop-down menu. Dr. Jen is right at the top of that drop-down. Mm-hmm. I click on that, and the handouts, all of our handouts from today's program and past programs are there for you to view at your convenience. So, magnesium-rich foods, you've been mentioning them. Let's just kind of go down the list here and see what they listed as their top 10 as far as magnesium-rich foods.
Yeah, they have spinach, then they have chard. That's probably the one where some people are like, oh, I haven't had that before. Maybe they've heard of it, but it's a leafy green. And it is just a millimeter below spinach, because spinach is 157 milligrams. It's 154 per cup. So spinach, chard, then pumpkin seeds, which a lot of people like those.
Yeah.
Like I said, the Greek yogurt, and then almonds. And number 6 is black beans. 7 avocado, 8 is figs, 9 dark chocolate, and bananas they have as number 10.
All good.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, there's not any real strange.
Yeah. I mean, the chart is the one where maybe some people are like, what is, you know, I've never tried that before.
Chard different from spinach, I guess.
Yeah,
besides
all
that
those
1 milligram of magnesium.
Yeah, and all those different leafy greens, it's just some are high in, you know, this vitamin, some are higher in this one, and they're literally all good for you. So good to mix them up.
Great information on magnesium, and it's important to us. Help you stay energized. Again, as Dr. Jen mentioned, preventing anxiety, and it just seems like that anxiety thing pops up more and more.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, all ages.
Yeah. And, you know, and it kind of makes sense. You know, a lot of people have anxiety, ironically, about their health, which is not healthy to be worried about that. And so we've talked on here repeatedly, when you know you're doing good things and your nutrition, which I call your fuel, you know, when you know you're making good decisions there, that can be one less thing. It just gives you a little confidence that you know you're equipping yourself, you're equipping your body, your mind, you know, to function at its best, to fight things off, and hopefully give you less to worry about. I will go back to those, because I don't know if anybody's going to ask, but those hemp hearts, you know, you can put them in a smoothie, you can put them in your oats, you can put it in your yogurt, just like the chia seeds. And you know, because some people, I don't want to mess with a smoothie. I hear that, you know, I don't want to blend, you know. Some of these things are easy just to throw together. Like I said, throw in your oats, throw in your yogurt, and especially for breakfast, you're hitting some of these nutrients and you're starting your day off right. Unfortunately, the rest of the world, when you ask them, what do Americans eat for breakfast? The answers are not pretty. They associate us with Pop-Tarts, orange juice, you know, just a lot of, cereal, and it's just really sad. They associate us with sugar and processed foods, and with, there's a good reason for that. You know, those are very commonly consumed. So I always tell people, don't be the stereotype, don't be the statistic, you know, kind of break out, do your own thing. And again, just equip and empower yourself through your nutrition, and you are going to notice that you have more energy. And when you have more energy, you tend to make better decisions throughout your whole day, you know, for your next meal and going for a walk. You know, it talked about how it energizes you, magnesium, you know, so all of a sudden you're able to go for a walk on your break at work. And so we talk on that, about that on here constantly. Take those baby steps, do those little things that are going to hopefully add up and help you out.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm on a record-setting spinach eating pace.
Woo-hoo.
You know, since my diet changed due to my heart issue. But yeah, the salads, spinach salads are
good. There you go.
Yeah, there's a reason why spinach is so popular amongst the greens, and it's the most palatable.
Yes.
You know, kale, it's like, okay, you better cook that, you better blend that up, something, you know. But baby spinach especially is very palatable.
Yeah, tastes really good, and I'll tell you what, I'm eating it in great quantity. Salad.
Yep. Do we need to start calling you Popeye Ron?
Yeah, it must be. But yeah, it's the raw spinach, and it's good. Yeah, so.
Well, and salads are another thing where you can throw in, you know, just start throwing in the seeds and and the fruits and the, you know, obviously vegetables, all the different stuff. And next thing you know, you've loaded it up with a bunch of stuff, and it's not horrible to, you know, you might actually enjoy eating it. So.
Well, as Kim Redeker, we're talking to Kim, and she says, you know, the summer berry season is in full form right now.
Yep.
He said the strawberries are really good.
Yes, my husband keeps telling me I'm going to turn into a blueberry because I eat about a carton a day of fresh organic blueberries.
They're
so
really good.
Oh, they're so good.
Oh, man.
And they're so good for you. They're like medicine. So, berries are something great to, you know, throw salads and smoothies and even just on their own. Most of us are like, yum, you know, in terms of texture and taste. So it doesn't, we've said this time and time again, living healthy, being healthy, eating healthy, it's not supposed to be like horrible. It's not supposed to be painful, you know? And you just got to look around and find those things that you do like and make them a habit.
Well, and, you know, when I took a trip out to California here recently to visit some relatives out there, it is the, I had my first French fry in like, I don't know, 3 months, I think.
Whoa.
Yes.
And you got to be careful with that, you know, the salt, low sodium.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah.
You know, fries without salt just don't, you just don't order that.
Right.
Yeah, I like the French fries without salt. What? We don't do that.
Are you sure? Yeah.
Even in a state like California, that ain't happening.
Yeah, not really. All right. Well, again, log on to KVOA.com. Click on that on-air tab, and Dr. Jen, that drop-down menu's right there. So the handout for you to look at. Magnesium, interesting information, as always. So your summer going okay?
It's going okay.
Good.
It's not going too fast, too slow. It's just about right. And I know my football players will be back on campus soon.
Soon, yep.
Yep. When it hits this time of year, I expect to start seeing them and start prepping for their season. And we are getting more majors by the day in health and human performance, so I'm very thankful for that. I get emails each day, so-and-so has added, so-and-so. I'm like, yes!
You're going to be full, aren't you? For the most part, are you pretty full?
Yes. And last time I checked, I think we are now the fourth largest major at ESU.
Well, congratulations on that.
Yeah,
very popular programming.
Makes me very happy.
Well, we love to hear there's good numbers on campus.
Yes.
That's what we. That's what we want to hear.
Yep. Lots of changes. Changes can be hard to adjust to sometimes, but some really good things going on, and we do. ESU just attracts really, really great kids. And I always tell people I am blessed. I just finished my 25th year, which blows my mind. I know.
No way.
And,
25 years?
Yeah, I just finished. I always say, yes, but I was 12 when I started. not so much, but I was a GA. And I keep waiting. You know, I keep waiting for that to change, but we do. We just attract students that are kind and hardworking and my major in particular, and I'm biased, so I'll throw that out there, but they want to help people, and they do end up going out and helping people with the very kind of things that we talk about on here. So, and with so many that are pre-PT, you know, a lot of that's rehabilitative, but still helping people, so get back to where they want to be.
Well, and you mentioned changes. You've got some new building, buildings popping
lab.
Up. Yeah so how's that looking?
It looks amazing. just since the beginning of the summer, the progress that they've made and the floor, and they've got all the equipment in these past couple weeks. They've been getting all the equipment set up. My boss, Paul Lubers, he's amazing. I'm like, is there anything you don't do that you don't know how to do? Because we've got, you know, these new treadmills and all this new equipment, and he's just working so hard each day getting that all set up. And then training, you know, faculty, that teach that have to learn how to use all that stuff so they can turn around and teach the students. But it's going to help our students so much to be able to train using this equipment and, again, be able to go out in the clinics and help people. So.
Well, and the scholarship opportunities at Emporia States have exploded.
Yes, been getting those emails, too, the different, all different majors, but quite a few health and human performance new majors have gotten that 20 in 20 days, that they're doing.
Bet.
And that, of course, helps them. And, it's a good thing. There's good things happening. So I always tell people, ask me, what do you want to know? You know, don't listen to the rumor mill. Listen to those of us that are, kind of in the trenches, and we're there every day, and we're seeing, you got to kind of wait and see how things turn out. It's really, really good things happening, and absolutely love being there.
Well, there's a lot of dirt being thrown around on campus. The wellness center.
Yes. Wellness center. Yep.
Yeah.
Started, so that's exciting too.
Yep. And bless those who work out in the heat.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's going to be so exciting to watch that that building go up. And, I talk about, I've been there 25 years. My friend Carrie Hess, she's taught in nursing for so many years. And I'm like, it's your turn, babe. your turn. And they're going to get that building built, and they'll be on campus. And it's going to be nice to have them. They've always been so far removed being over at Newman's, and so it's going to be nice to have them closer to us.
Yeah, we had Carrie in here a couple of months ago, one of our Talk of Emporia programs, and they're just extremely excited about the nursing program and its future.
Yes.
It's a very great program as is right now, but being able to move that on campus and have a facility like that.
Yes.
Second to none.
It's been her dream, so
well, that's
yay.
Good. Well, Dr. Chen, always a pleasure.
Yep. If anybody has any topics,
throw
them at us.
So. Listen, Dr. Chen will certainly attack it like she does everything else here.
I appreciate it.
Chen, thanks.
Yep, you guys have a good one.
Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health and Human Performance Professor, Emporia State University, with her monthly visit here at KVOE Live and Local. It's 8:42.
Chevy's Summer Drive Sales event is happening at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Time to get your biggest savings of the year on our best inventory of new Chevys in years. Savings like $8,000 off MSRP on select new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 models. Longmont Auto Plaza has them in stock. Check out our new 2024 Chevy Tahoe or the new 2024 Chevy Equinox. Come see us right now at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us online at